Death of a Dyer by Eleanor Kunes. Narrated by Richard Waterhouse. Chapter 1. Dead? Reese repeated, staring at George Potter in shock. Dead? A spasm of unexpected grief shot through him. Although he hadn't seen Nate Bowditch for 18 years, not since Reese had marched away with the Continental Army in 1777, as boys, they'd been closer than brothers. Are you sure? Potter put down his cup with a clink. Of course I'm sure. His wife herself told me of his death. I've never met her, Reese said. After almost 20 years? He lived on the other side of Dugard, not the Atlantic Ocean. What happened? You were such good friends. Reese shrugged. That story was too long to tell. We went in different directions. Nate has children too, did you know? 2 sons and a daughter, Potter continued, his expression stern. I'm sure they'd like to know what happened to their father. Reese expelled his breath as Lydia Jane entered with more coffee and cake. Potter cast her a glance, his eyes lighting curiously upon the square linen cap covering her dark red hair. Reese did not introduce her, although his eyes involuntarily lingered upon her face. He didn't know what to say. He'd met Lydia, a former Shaker, when he'd pursued his runaway son to the Shaker village of Zion this past summer. Although Reese had fallen in love with her, he was